You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right. Let's make sure I can hear myself. Is that better? Yes, so much better. All right, cool. So I'm here at the station on the campus of UBC, and the kids here are having a ball, it looks like. They are doing karaoke. They're so cute. I remember back in the day when I was like, I don't know, like a 19-year-old, fresh-faced, you know, college student. So cute, these guys. I know there's a bunch of them. They're doing karaoke. And here I am. I'm watching them. I'm watching them just like party on down. And again, lots of joy going on over there. So, but I'm having a good day. I just hung out with my kid here. We had some dinner at Brown's here on campus. And now it's my show. It's 6:33. My show, by the way, in case you're curious, is every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8, and it's cold out there, in case you're not sure, in case you've been, you know, cooped up all day. Why don't I do the weather right now? Because I was a little surprised as to how cold actually it was. And I say that because, yeah, you know, most cars have temperature gauge. And so as I was driving out here, I was like, wait a second, is it really 7 degrees? And then when I got here to the campus, it said it was 6 degrees Celsius, according to my little Jeep. And I'm like, okay, no wonder it's so cold. And it's kind of windy too. So anyways, let's see what's happening here in Vancouver with our weather. All right. Now, of course, UBC, if you're not aware, is surrounded by water, which will make it more windy and often just a little more moderated, if that makes sense. But here we are. I'm not going to give you a geography lesson, a little lesson in climate and weather. Again, today's Thursday. So the high tomorrow. So tomorrow is Thursday, which is obviously Halloween. High of 10 with a chance of showers. And I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, did I miss the memo on this latest atmospheric river? Because it's been crazy raining. Like, I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of grody out there. Yesterday, as I was leaving school, I just so happened to teach high school. Like, we're looking out the window, like the latter part of the, you know, like the hour before we left. And it was just like hailing hardcore. And it continued. I got in my car after the bell and it was coming down. I thought for sure my car would get damaged. I'm not sure. But so it's been kind of crazy. And again, tomorrow, Halloween. So tomorrow, high of 10, chance of showers. And what does it say here? Wind east at 30 kilometers an hour. So those showers are forecast for the morning. And then hopefully for the trick-or-treaters. Well, I don't know. Midday is going to be clearing up a bit. And then it says cloudy, rain beginning in the evening. So I don't know. And then we hit Friday. Friday, high of 8 Yeah, 8. That's not very warm. As I was like, again, coming here at 6 degrees, I was like, I could be skiing in this. I don't know. There's no snow, so I'm not thrilled. Then we hit Saturday, Sunday. So the weekend, highs both days of 10 with a mix of sun and cloud. Sunday, however, is predicted to be sunny. So there we go. I think we've hit that season. We've hit the cold coming into winter season. All right, enough of that. Now, you want to hear who we listen to, right? Kind of exciting. And I will say this is not the song that I had wanted to play, but it's Halloween. And I ended up playing this. The song is called Jane, in brackets, Night of the Zombies, from the very brand spanking new album of the Pixies. The Pixies have a new album. Depending on how you count their releases, it's either the 9th or 10th. Technically the 10th release of theirs. How crazy. They also have a new bass player, yes. Way back when, not way back when, in their history, not too long ago, because they've been around since, like, I don't know, I'm going to say 86. They ended up dropping Kim Deal. Oh, that's right. Then they got Kim Shattuck. I almost forgot about Kim Shattuck. God rest her soul, Kim Shattuck. She, of course, famous for being in The Muffs. The Muffs. Kim Shattuck is like a legend. Sadly, she died of ALS, I'm going to say about 5 or 6 years ago. Very tragic. Okay. And then in comes Paz Lenshanton. She's Argentinian. I did see the Pixies play with her. So I've seen her live. I've seen the Pixies. Have I seen them with Kim Deal? I think I may have. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did for sure. So Paz is now out. And in came Emma Richardson. Emma Richardson had been in a band, what were they called? I don't know, some band that I don't really know, to be honest. That's what I can tell you. Now, one of the songs on this Pixies new release of theirs is actually from, here's the irony, from the TV show From, which is like a horror-ish kind of show. It is a horror. I've seen some episodes. I haven't quite gotten into it yet. Maybe I will go back and try. I don't know. But there we go. So, new bass player, Emma Richardson, and new album by the Pixies out on October 25th. Today's the 30th. Yeah. Many, 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 many new releases on the 25th. I'm going to be playing us some Soccer Mommy release on the 25th. I'm going to play us Pom Pom Squad on the 25th. Who else? Fiddler. They're new. I'm not sure what day they're released, though. Some new Fontaine's DC. So I think it should be good. Okay. I think I should stop talking. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear some Soccer Mommy. Soccer Mommy is Sophie Allison. She's so talented. She's out of Tennessee, Nashville. She's quite young. This is only the fourth album of Soccer Mommy's, and it's called Evergreen. It deals with like some loss, some sort of mental health issues, the themes on the record. We're going to hear the song Driver. This is what we got, folks. Let's make sure I got it ready to go. Here we go. Is this the song I want to hear? Driver. Nope. Good thing I checked. It's always good to double check. Driver. I had the wrong song queued up. Here we go. Here we go. This is it. So here we are. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this here is Sophie Allison's band, Soccer Mommy.
Peace. with your parents. My jokes weren't landing. Wanna feel broke? You should go to the Hamptons, surrounded by rows of white houses. I can't afford anything that they sell. Satin and linen and quilted Chanel must be easy outside of the city. I thought I'd see more stars out in Montauk. My head is hard, but you're so soft. Nursing the wounds I got, fucking around on the rocks. Don't think tomorrow go how we plan. I see the shadows of clouds on the sand. Watch the waves swell. Hold up in the hotel. French bread and butter, fresh fruit from the vine. Rushed in my head from the whiskey and wine. Must be easy.
Out of Brooklyn, that is Pom Pom Squad. New stuff, totally new, exactly like I said, meaning the date, October 25th. We've got the Pixies, Pom Pom Squad. We just heard Soccer Mommy's newest. Who else? That's what I think the three songs I have for tonight. And Pom Pom Squad is a really interesting band. Beautiful song, by the way. The name of the album is Mirror Starts Moving Without Me. And Mia Baron is the lead singer of the band. Now, she was born in the New York area, but then grew up in the D, so in Detroit, which is really cool because I have some ties to there. And has since, I think, moved back to Brooklyn, right? I think went to school in Florida, if I remember correctly. But anyways, she is a mix of everything, Mia herself. She is Black, Puerto Rican, Jewish. She's queer. She's got it all going on. Look at that. So new album by those guys, Pom Pom Squad. All right. Before that, what do we hear? We heard, we're going back. The Misfits, Glenn Danzig, with the song Astro Zombies. You can find that on their album collection. And this is, of course, in nod to Halloween, which is tomorrow. In fact, I was in a Misfits cover band, I don't know, back when. And I believe we covered Astro Zombies. I believe we did. Okay, let's move on. I'm making sure my seat is at its proper height. Okay, that was the Misfits. And then before that, we heard something from the Dolly Rots. Punk Rock Werewolf. That is 10 years old. And you can find that on their song, on their album, Love Songs, Werewolves, and Zombies. All right, it is 6:54. I'm Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I'm here until 8. And let's get all spooky, folks. I don't know. I've got a mix of like new songs and, again, just, I don't know, Halloween-y kind of scary stuff. So let's do it. So what do I have next? I've got another new album out. So this one was released a month ago. This is the band Fiddler. Have you ever heard of Fiddler? They're from SoCal. I'm going to say L.A., and I've played them in the past, and they're really good. They're sort of like your skate punk kind of band. This album of theirs, I think it might be their fourth album. Am I correct? I don't know, something like that. Maybe not. Who's fourth album? Okay, I'm gonna be playing the Fontaines coming up as well. That this upcoming one is their fourth. Don't quote me. Regardless, we're going to hear something from their album Surviving the Dream. And the song we're going to hear is, I have it right here. Let's take a look. What do I have ready for us? It's called Making Shit Up. Yes, it is. So the lead singer, his name is Zach. And this is their first album in 5 years. They had got, you know, as many people did, sidetracked by COVID. And in the meantime, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. So there's a struggle. And so that's sort of the theme on some of these songs here. Okay, so let's take a listen to this. This is Fiddler here on CITR. Let's make sure I am set up. I think I am. 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right. I keep on making shit up in my head. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey folks, that is also new. I didn't really realize that. That is Cloud Nothings, and it's a single, in case you're paying attention. It's called Halloween 1 and 2, and just released last month. Cloud Nothings out of Ohio. Cool, right? Okay, cool. Let's now move on. Now I've got, I was looking for some By Divine Right, which I couldn't find. So, you know, I don't know. I had it ready to go, but that's cool. Okay, let's see what else I can find that I had for us. Okay. So it is Halloween tomorrow, of course. Let's stay with the vibe here. That's what we have mostly here. I will be coming up with some New Fontaines as well. It's such a great record. Let's go with this here. Let's go with Dramarama. This is a great song. This is from I'm gonna say like the 80s. This song, Anything is so great. We're going to take a listen to this. These guys are American. And as much as somebody who did actually grow up in the 80s, I don't remember it from that time. So whatever. Here we go. This is Dramarama on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm sure I'll find that By Divine Right song I was hunting.
Thank you. bumbles along. Is everyone sailing alone? It's only in my memory, Mrs. Walking around. Where did he go
Malicious blue.
That right there is King Tuff. Out of Vermont. I love that. Released a whole 10 years ago. The album is Black Moon Spell. We heard the title track. And in fact, on that song, it features Ty Segall as a guest drummer. How cool is that? Those guys always kind of go hand in hand with their stuff. Almost interchangeable, same kind of vibe. You find that on Sub Pop Records, and that was on King Tuff's third album, as I mentioned, Black Moon Spell. So perfect for Halloween, right? Before that, we heard Cut Dead, the song by the Jesus and Mary Chain from 1985's Psycho Candy album. Such a good record. And then we started that, well, I guess the second song in that little segment was By Divine Right from 2022, The Weeping Man from the album Auto Motto. All right. That set got kicked off by Dramarama. It is 7:19. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're going to move into some more Canadian stuff. More Canadian? Into some Canadian stuff. We played By Divine Right. Those guys are from Ontario. We're going to go back to Ontario. We're going to go to Toronto. Now, By Divine Right, I believe, is out of Toronto. I don't know exactly what neighborhood. But I know The Beaches is from The Beaches in Toronto. I'm vaguely familiar with Toronto. I went to Guelph, which is like an hour down the 401 from Windsor. 4 hours down the end. It's Terminal City. 4 hours from Toronto. But anyways, let's get into this band. They are an all-female band. They're really cool. They have a couple singles out. Actually, there's two singles. We're going to hear one of them. Just released, like, I don't know, the other week maybe? So this is also new. So much new stuff, right, guys? Very cool. So this is The Beaches. The song we're going to hear is called Jocelyn. And I'm here until 8, folks, so stay tuned. More Halloween music coming up. More, I guess, new stuff. What else do I have that's new? I haven't played yet. Fontaine's DC. That's exciting. They have a new album out, 2 months old, called Romance. So we're going to romance that. All right, this here is The Beaches on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
That it's strange. look over my shoulder. What do you think I see? Some other cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beatniks are to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Peace in a way. moments every day. I wanna talk with a gag if it's a bottle of black. I wanna strike the sack, I need the fan from it. I wanna shot in the deck, I wanna make the Mac. I wanna lift the yak, I call the ends on it. I wanna take the truth with Aaron Lance on it. My God given insanity, it depends on it. How I feel, how I feel, how I feel. I wanna heal. Challenger, I wanna keep all of your charm in a canister. Do you inspire like the same bit Salinger? I'm the pig on the Chinese calendar. I got a shadow like a 5-8 caliber. I wanna move like a new salamander. I live a carry on, cause a real scavenger. That's why I'm tearing you, keeping me from me.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is new from 2 months ago. Fontaines DC out of Ireland with the song Starburster from the album Romance. Very good. Very good. Right. Donovan in there before that from 1966-67 off the album Sunshine Superman. We heard Season of the Witch. And then we heard from the Toronto band The Beaches. A new single of theirs is called Jocelyn. All right. It is 7:34. What do I have for us next? I was possibly going to play some Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Maybe. Y'all know Screamin' Jay? Yeah, why not? Little Demon. Let's hear it. Let's hear the song Little Demon from Screamin' Jay. Now, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, he goes way back. Let's take a look at, what's his era? It's a long time ago. Well, he was born in 1929. He died in the year 2000. I could also play his classic, I Put a Spell on You. That could work too. Yeah, so he was big, like, I don't know, in the 60s or so. Maybe I'll put a Spell on You. Maybe that one, yeah. I Put a Spell on You. Where is, Screamin' Jay from? I should know this. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Let's go back to this song. I Put a Spell on You from back in the day. What can I tell you? Except that it is Halloween tomorrow, folks. Yes, it is. And I have 25 more minutes until I'm Gandhi. So let me put a spell on you all here at the station here on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. I know putting me down.
spell on you.
You expressed
All right. From 2013, it says that is Night of the Vampire by Rocky Erickson from the album The Evil One. And I say it says because Rocky Erickson has since passed in 2019. He was born in the 40s. He was the 13th floor elevator guy. He's the guy who pretty much created the whole genre of psychedelic rock. Trey Cool. He had a lot of battles. One was schizophrenia, other mental health issues. He has been through a lot. He is no longer with us. And I did look into, he self-medicated with microdosing and hallucinogenics. Of course he did hallucinogenics. Like, that is why it's called psychedelic rock. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I looked into like his cause of death and I couldn't find anything. He died in 2019 and his brother just put some post on Facebook, says that he died peacefully. And that was about it. So I don't know. I didn't dig too deep, but on the first page, I went to another article to confirm. And yeah, I don't know. So there's that. All right. That was Rocky Erickson. Before that, we heard something from the Maritimers, from the Haligonians, I guess it is. They're from Halifax. Sloan from 1992, one of my favorite Sloan songs, off their first release. It was an EP called Smeared. I Am the Cancer. So, so good. And then from the same neck of the woods, we've got Always. From their 2014 self-titled debut, we heard Archie Marry Me. Archie Marry Me. Oh, yeah, of course. Pryor's in there, too. So a few Canadian bands. Those guys out of Montreal. We heard from Pryor's Optimizer from their album released last year, Daffodil. And that's that, folks. It's been a nice, spooky evening with you guys. I'm going to end my whole show off with the band White Reaper, just because it has Reaper in the name. Not to say that the song itself is spooky, but, you know, I tried to stick with the theme. I played a lot of new stuff tonight. I can't believe it. What did I... Did I not get to something? Yeah, I'm surprised at all the new songs I played. Let me review. Let's see that I've got this straight. I played New Pixies tonight. I played Soccer Mommy. I played Pom Pom Squad, Fiddler, Cloud Nothings. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Beaches. Fontaine's DC. Did I miss anything? Yeah, that's a lot of new stuff. We're going to end with this song is one of my favorites. It's from 5 years ago. These guys are out of Kentucky. The song is Might Be Right. It's so ridiculously catchy. It's one of those earworms, like you just won't stop. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Songs like that. Yep. They live an eternity in your head. All right. I'll be back in a couple weeks, guys. My show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So stay safe out there. Oh, and tonight is Devil's Night, isn't it? In Detroit, Windsor. I grew up in Windsor across the river. And it was a real thing, Windsor, Devil's Night. Like, all of our teachers in grade school would be like, I don't want to see any of you guys out there, like, soaping windows or throwing toilet paper or whatever, because that's what we would do. It was a night of mayhem. I mean, I wouldn't do it because I was kind of a good girl. But Detroit, woohoo! Speaking of Devil's Night, across the river, those guys, I mean, the city was, like, on fire. So I don't know if any other Canadian cities actually celebrate Devil's Night, but that's it tonight, right? Okay, anyways, let's finish things off here, as I mentioned, with White Reaper here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.